Good morning, Fort McMurray, with Buffalo and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Norrell Toyota. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Hi, my name's Jay Duffett, so I'm a teacher here in Fort McMurray. I currently teach at Ecole McTavish, where I do grade 11 and 12 chemistry. This is my second year there. I've done 9 years teaching chemistry at Holy Trinity before that. I'm also the president for the Alberta Teachers Association, local number 48, so that's just Fort McMurray teachers here. And because that doesn't keep me busy enough, I'm also a goalie coach here as well for Fort McMurray Minor Hockey, and then also some of the other groups like the MLB and stuff like that. So I keep myself busy.
There we go. Anything new and exciting in the world of teaching and education?
That's a loaded question. Well, currently, as we know, teachers are on strike. So that's going like we currently... I think our group met with government officials or, you know, TIBA, their side, yesterday. We're still waiting for an update there. I know, you know, I'm assuming today at some point some of those updates will come out. Mm-hmm. But right now we're just kind of waiting to see how things go along. And yeah, that's, you know, the exciting world of just waiting patiently for updates.
Yeah. So for yourself, as the president of your like local union here, what's that like during this? Because I think everybody runs not thinking of the potential bad and or extremely stressful times. Yeah. So what's it like for you right now, bro?
It's busy. Yeah. For the most part, like even this morning, it's just a lot of emails. So communication from provincial, communication from members, trying to organize stuff, so making sure our members, you know, feel like they're out there being visible, being heard, everything like that. Mm-hmm. We had our rally just yesterday, so there was a lot of organization there, making sure, you know, we get insurance ready. We have to book the park, we have to plan the speakers, I had to do up a speech myself. You know, and all last week we had people at our strike HQ, so shout out to operating engineers, local 955. They gave us their hall. So we had stuff so people can make signs and get ready for that. So there was a lot of organization with that. So yeah, it's basically, I think my entirety since this kind of taken over has been, I've been glued to my computer screen. Just, you know, answering emails, answering phone calls and stuff like that. Even before we came here, I had two phone calls I had to answer. So
yeah,
different reasons has been going on. So it's been busy.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah.
No, like, I just know, I was at the walk yesterday, and you can see that people are passionate, to say the least.
Yeah.
So I can imagine that they're taking that passion out on you. It'd be through email and or through phone calls. So it's got to be a lot that, like, a lot of pressure that's put on you right now. And it's interesting because, like, you're not the guy at the table. You don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
You're getting the information probably at the same time and or behind some of these teachers. They've got so many inroads, you know?
Yes. For the most part, that's a lot of the information I get is coming out. Get the exact same emails as like when provincials send out their updates. So we get, you know, you have to sign up through emails for that. So a lot of the times when we get bargaining updates, I get it the same time as other people.
Yeah.
And even sometimes a little behind because we're, you know, we're 51,000 members. Some people might have two email accounts set up, so sometimes like they have to send it emails in batches just so it doesn't crash your servers.
Right.
So I might even get the emails behind some other people that get it, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, it's you know, it's, I don't mind the work. This is what I, you know, this is why I put my name for it. I thoroughly enjoy doing this, just making sure, you know, trying to promote education as best I can here in Fort McMurray, and then even representing Fort McMurray at the provincial level.
Mm-hmm.
I really enjoy doing that, so I don't mind the work in any way I can, just, you know, help our members. So whether it's something as small as just getting a simple question asked that they're unsure of, or even something a little bit bigger. So helping some people organize some other stuff that they want. It's, you know, I thoroughly enjoy the work and I love doing it. So it can be stressful at times.
Yeah.
Over Thanksgiving, I had to make sure, I think it was Thanksgiving Monday, I made it a goal of mine not to open up my computer and just kind of take a day for myself.
Yeah.
1 a.m. I did break that rule because technically it wasn't Thanksgiving Monday, but
yeah.
I, you know, it's one of the things I thoroughly enjoy doing it. So,
yeah.
You know.
No doubt. Okay. Well, you better.
Well, elections are at the end of this year.
That's
so
right.
If I run again, then yes, I still love it.
That's awesome. So in regards to the hockey, are you in the middle of getting, are you in dryland training currently? Are you back on the ice? Like, where is that part of your time? Where are you spending it right now?
Well, right now it's I did some preseason stuff for Fort McMurray Minor Hockey. It was just some, I think they had it as like a preseason or conditioning or warm up. So did something for the U18s, U15s, and U13s. There was a schedule conflict error, so I couldn't get out with the U9s. So it was supposed to be like an introduction to goaltending. So I never really had a chance to get that, but we are looking at rescheduling it. I'm currently working with the 2016 Mob group. They have two goalies there. I've worked with their goalies all last year, I think the year before that as well. So they have me out every Tuesday I'm available. And right now, just with teams, you know, I get a lot of contacts just asking, hey, can you come out like Saturday at 12 o'clock and, you know, work with our goalies. So I do a lot of individual work with teams that way as well. So like, I don't really rent the ice myself and put that out just because it's a lot of work. And then like, if I have 12 goalies out on the ice, I'll need staff to kind of make that work. And right now I just don't have the capacity to like train other individuals to kind of get them at that space where I'm comfortable having them alone and teaching some goalies, and of course trying to organize shooters to come in and get that is also a hassle. So you have to make sure, especially if you're getting shooters out, that they can listen and actually understand that when they're doing it is for the goalies and not for them to score 150 goals and pad their own ego, right?
Yeah.
So it's, you know, and I've done that when I work for Golden Net in Ontario. I was with them for years. I helped organize their summer camps. And it's a lot of work organizing like full ice sessions for that.
Right.
And so right now I just don't have the capacity or the time to do it.
Yeah.
So I'm spending most of my time, it's, you know, a lot of teams know I'm here in town, word of mouth, stuff like that. So a lot of them will, you know, contact me first. They'll give me the schedule and see if I can get out work with their goalies.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's a good way to keep yourself kind of structured. You got to put some type of restraints in there, you know?
Yeah. And most know of my role as well. Like, they know I'm a teacher. They know that I'm also the president here as well. So they know I have a lot of meetings with different times. Like, I have to be a part of every single subcommittee that we have.
Mm-hmm.
So they have various meetings throughout the month. So they know I'm, you know, it's hard to fit in the schedule. But generally, if I'm free, I definitely try to get out and help them out.
There you go. Well, listen, my dude, Tanner tapped his phone. That means he's got his questions ready for his segment, The Max City Minute, brought to you by Carrie and Patchouli Rose. Tanner,
okay.
Hit him with The Max City Minute.
All right, question number one for you. What has been the most rewarding moment from all your time teaching?
Oh, that's a good question. Actually, some of the more rewarding moments when I meet with some of my former students, and I see how well they're doing, or even talking with some parents. Like just yesterday at the rally, I met with someone and I can't remember how it came up. She was talking about her daughter is in med school in the Caribbean, and as soon as she said her name, I was like, I taught her. And you know, it's just kind of those moments where it's, you know, because I get the kids, really only get them for a year, sometimes two if I see them in grade 11 and grade 12. But just kind of hear, you know, what they're doing, like, you know, they're on their path where they're being successful. And especially, I do like it when I have some that'll reach out just saying, like, you know, they're doing chemistry in post-secondary. That one, that one kind of hits a little hard for me as well, just because I know, you know, they obviously enjoyed it enough in high school to then pursue it again later. So those are definitely some of the more rewarding moments. And then even as well, like when you get kids that, you know, just say that, you know, I didn't like chemistry before, or I thought it was hard, but, you know, I just loved the class, or I just, you know, fell in love with it. Those are the types of moments where, you know, it really makes it worthwhile when you know that, you know, you're you're really making a difference in the kids' lives.
Question number two for you. Who would you pick as the best tattoo artist?
Who? That I had personally worked on me?
No wrong answers. You, doesn't have to be you. Like, you got empty space. I'm sure there's a guy you're looking for.
Well, it's funny. It's a good friend of mine, Chris Green. He was in town for years. He was actually working on this sleeve, and he just left to go back to Newfoundland, so he's in Clarenville. So if anyone's in Newfoundland and want to look him up, by all means, Chris Green. He's a great artist, great guy. I would recommend him to almost anyone. Some of my other ones that I have, I did get one. This sleeve right here is out of Edmonton. Kevin Fung out of Rabbit Rabbit, Most Auspicious Tattoo. He does great work. His style is more like Asian, Japanese art, but great artist as well.
Question number three. What would you pick as your birthday meal?
Ooh, that's a good one. I think if birthday meal, I would probably go for sushi. I'm a huge fan of Japanese food. I find sushi very comforting. Even like a good ramen dish, I absolutely love. So I think my birthday meal, I would probably end up going for sushi.
Question number four. Who would you pick as your favorite goalie in hockey? Past or present?
Past or present. The one that got me into the position probably, and why I'm still a New Jersey Devils fan. There's not a lot of us around.
Yeah.
It's Martin Brodeur.
Yeah, that's the only correct answer.
Yeah.
That's the only. He's the best ever.
Yeah, like when New Jersey won their first cup, when he kind of had his breakout season, you know, I think it was around 95. Don't quote. I hope I don't get that wrong. That would be embarrassing. But yeah, the Devils just had such a good lineup, and they were winning. And of course, you know, around that age, when I was just getting into hockey, very impressionable. You know, you're obviously going to... Obviously, I jumped on the bandwagon there.
Yeah, of course.
But yeah, it's his style, everything. Like, he was just such a dominant goalie.
125 shutouts in a career.
Yeah, and I know people are going to say, well, New Jersey played the trap. Yeah, they did, right? They had a good defensive team. But, I mean, you can have a great defensive team, but it's just to kind of have that ability to shut down everyone and get
like
those shutouts.
Two decades, that man did that.
I know, like, yeah.
I baited
just
unreal. I baited you on that.
That's, I know. but currently, there's a few. I love Andrei Vasilevsky. Like,
my boy.
Yeah. Just for a big goalie, like, how he moves, how he tracks the puck. You know, it's just amazing on how a goalie that size, on how well he can move. And he's also been very dominant.
Yeah, he's a beast.
Yeah. Like, and Bobrovsky too, you know, he's another one. He's getting up there. He's
no, screw
done.
That guy.
I know, as an Oilers fan, I want to say that as well, but just watching his career going up, like, he is also such a dominant goalie.
Yeah.
And another one too, just retired, like, I loved Marc-Andre Fleury. Not only just on the ice, but off the ice. Like, he is just one of those people that, you know, he's a team player, and every team he's ever been on, like, I don't think anyone has anything negative to say about the guy. Like, he is just one of those goalies.
Yeah, he's
just one of those
player.
Teammates that, you know, I think everyone just loves to have him there. And you've seen that when he was with Minnesota. Like, even when he got back to Pittsburgh, he was still putting pranks on the guys, right? So, you know, he's another one that I just really, really admire.
And your final question, what do you think is the best dish at a Thanksgiving dinner?
Ooh, the best dish at a Thanksgiving dinner. So here's the thing. Newfoundland, we generally have the jigs dinner. So that's where you put everything in a pot, boil the crap out of it, and then put gravy over it. So it's one dish.
And a ton of salt.
Yes. Yeah. So it's not like, I know in Ontario and other places, like, a lot of people do like the casseroles and stuff.
Yeah.
Where they have individual dishes. So I can see where that would come in. But for me, it's like Thanksgiving is just jigs dinner, and that's just one dish. You eat way too much of it. You're hurting the next day. Actually, that night you're still hurting because your gut is just wanting to bust.
Okay, so what's the best part of the jigs dinner then? What's your favorite part of that?
Oh, that's a good one. I don't know. I thoroughly enjoy the turkey and the gravy.
Those have been your five questions.
There we go. So you really, 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 really like hockey.
Yeah.
What about Ilya Bryskalov? You like that? Philly goalie? Yeah. That guy is fantastic.
He's one of the ones where I know, like, the general thing around the hockey world is goalies are weird.
Yeah.
He is the poster child for goalies are weird.
Yeah.
So I love him for that. He's good for some sound bites. He had a few good seasons here.
Oh, yeah, his interviews. But, like, that's the main reason you love that guy. His interviews are fantastic.
You never know what's coming out of his mouth. Yeah. Like, it's, you know, I still love the one when it was at the Winter Classic. He was like, I'm just going to sit on the bench. I have a nice warm cup of tea and just watch the game.
Yeah, because right? He knew he wasn't coming in.
Yeah.
Like,
no, he
did
is.
Did he really do that?
Yeah, no, straight up. He was holding the thermos while he did it. He was like, I'm just going to ride the bench for this game. They don't need me.
Yeah. Well, yeah, like, if you need to just YouTube his best Ilya Bryzgalov moments.
And just in that thick Eastern European accent that he has, you know, just add something to it.
Oh, yeah, he's something else.
Yeah.
So when it comes to watching a hockey game, where are you watching it?
Well, right now I have the Sportsnet app, so I try to watch as many games as I can when I have the time.
On your phone?
On my phone, at home. TV. On my computer, yeah. Both.
Anywhere and everywhere.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, even, actually it was funny, last night, I was playing hockey, and I was watching the Calgary game. That was turning pretty good. As soon as I got there, there was a guy sitting next to me, had the game on his phone going as well, so I was going to put it on as well as I was getting dressed, but I was like just looking over his shoulder and just watching the game. So
yeah.
I try to watch as much as I can, but you know, it's one of the things where it's not always possible.
Watching it off of another guy's phone, that's dedication. Yeah, yeah.
Well, it's better than draining the battery on my own, right?
Yeah, straight up.
So I was just like peeking over his shoulder when he was sitting right next to me, so it's not like I was like having to really get on the over. It was just like,
if he's a hockey fan, I'm sure he wouldn't have cared if you were.
Yeah. Oh, not at all. Yeah, no, it's, yeah, I try to watch it whenever I can, and every once in a while, too, it is hard, but definitely when the Oilers are playing during our teachers' convention, I definitely always get tickets there.
Yeah.
And if we can get down, because it is expensive to drive down, get a hotel, watch a hockey game.
Yeah,
oh,
and yeah.
I mean,
those tickets aren't cheap.
No, and the beer there isn't either, so.
Yeah.
Right? So yeah, it's definitely like an expensive outing. So we try, like, me and my partner try to get down at least once a year, if not twice, if we can.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I love watching it live too. It's, watching on TV doesn't do justice on how fast it is.
Yeah.
On how fast they move the puck, like all the little things they do when they're stick handling and all the passing. And yeah, it's watching it live. It's just, it's a whole nother thing.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
That's all sports.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
My sport to watch live that I can't watch on TV is baseball.
Oh, yeah, baseball. I play baseball.
Baseball live?
Yeah.
I can watch it. I can go to a game. I can enjoy it.
Like, baseball on TV is golf.
Oh.
It's golf.
I find it hard to watch that,
yeah,
too.
I played it for years. Like, I love the sport. I don't understand why my mom stayed at any of my games.
Yeah.
Like, the MLB is hard to watch, let alone 8-year-olds playing it. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah, like, heroes.
Yeah.
A friend of mine had me out, this was a few summers ago, for softball. I just did it for something to do, and even, like, I was in the outfield, and even I was just like, oh, man, this is boring.
Yeah.
Oh, see, I like playing it. Yeah. No, I like playing it because there's a lot of anticipation. Like, you have to be on your, because, like, it's nothing until it's something.
Yeah.
And you have to be ready to react. But, like, yeah, I just remember, like, riding the bench when I wasn't hitting and being like, this sucks.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I'd rather just be standing in that field waiting for something to happen, sit on this bench.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Agreed.
That's going to be a hot take in the city.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
No, but live, I do agree. Watching it live, it's, there's so much going on. It's, yeah, it's amazing.
I was, growing up here, it's Canada, you're watching hockey all the time.
Yeah.
But I remember going to see my first Barons game and seeing these guys just, what I thought was flying on the ice. It's so much faster when you see them.
Yeah.
And then when I saw my first Oilers game, I was like, these guys are superheroes. Like, how are they going so fast on that little skate on ice? Like, yeah.
Do you remember the outdoor Warriors, Winter man. Classic that they had here?
Yeah.
Where, like, they just fought for three periods? Mm-hmm. That's when I was like, oh, this is cool.
Yeah. You know? And then there was one in Edmonton when I was going to college, and, like, some of my buddies came down. It was freezing cold outside. I wasn't about to go outside, but, like, it's a thing. Like, people, Canadians just love hockey. We just love hockey. Even the ones like myself where I'm like, it's not my favorite sport, but like I still know a lot about it, and I've tracked hours on hockey as a, you know, casual.
Yeah.
Which is kind of nuts. Like,
yeah.
We really get behind hockey in Canada.
It's, well, it's almost everywhere, right?
Yeah.
It's kind of hard not to. Yeah. Like, even a lot of the advertising we get here is always like Oilers Nation and stuff, so it's kind of hard to not
be disappointed yearly.
Yeah. Yeah, there's that. Could be worse.
Could be worse.
Stir something up. Could be Toronto.
Yeah. On that note, Tanner Taft is watched. That means we are out of time. So before we cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights.
All right. Have fun. Shameless plug. So I might have two. So we do have the trustee election coming up. And of course, as we know, our trustees shape education here in Fort McMurray. They are essentially the bosses of the superintendents, and they make a lot of the big decisions. So I would say it's very important for people out there to make sure, like, read through what people are running on and standing on, and try to get the best people in for that and vote. You know, we need people in those positions that care about education and care about teachers and care about the students. And I know it's a lot to take up, like, on the public, and you know this as well, there's 30 people running. There's a lot there, but, you know, just read their platforms, see what they really think about education, and, you know, we need the right people in there. And we have good people in there now. I know I talk with trustees a lot as well, and, like, you know, they do care about education. And other shameless plugs, sorry, I'm doing two.
Shame.
Another thing as well is just, like, as we know, teachers are on strike right now. The big thing, you know, we're looking for is, well, they have wages to kind of keep up with inflation, and also the biggest one, if you talk to any teacher, is the class size and complexity thing. Mm-hmm. You know, making sure that 40 doesn't become the new normal, right? So just making sure, stay out there, stay informed, and just support teachers. You know, we don't have strike pay. We're out here, we're losing money, and this is, like, we are fighting for trying to make our schools better for students. So, you know, just please support us any way you can. So I guess those are my two shameless plugs. I have to go the education route. I'm not going hockey this time.
There you go. Well, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's another episode of the Max City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Neural Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose and the beautiful people at Coldwell Banker. Hopefully everybody's having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
Hi everyone, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.